Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 8, the Apostle Paul wrote, "We're afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing." The word for today brings you an encouragement. Don't give up. Don't even think about it. Now, we can give up for various reasons. First, we can fear failure. Past hurts and mistakes haunt us. We think it's better not to try again than risk failing. Don't spend your life digging up bones. We all have things in our past that we'd rather forget. Put them behind you. Listen to Paul from Philippians 3 and verse 13. Forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead. The second reason we can give up is that we worry about what people will say. Proverbs 29:25 tells us the fear of man brings a snare. How you respond to criticism is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make. There will always be people who won't like or understand you. The third reason is that we can listen to the wrong voices. Satan is the father of lies, and he'll do everything he can to discourage you. Listen to Paul once again from 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So when a thought comes, examine it. If it's from God, receive it. And if it's from Satan, demolish it. The fourth reason we can give up, we lose focus. As believers, we're to walk by faith, not by sight. And that means making every decision based on what God says and not what you see with your own natural eyes. And finally, we can give up because we lose touch with other believers. When the apostles got out of jail, they went back to their own company. Read about that in Acts chapter 4. To stay strong, you need fellowship with other Christians. Too many people give up on the verge of success. Don't be one of them. There's only one degree of difference between hot water and steam. So keep going and don't even think of giving up. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.